animals like cows aren't very particular eaters. They may chomp on a wire fence or some rusty nails. And as you can imagine, that could cause some very serious problems.
But innovative farmers have developed a solution, a magnet called a cow magnet. Today, Steve Spangler and friends will be using a cow magnet to demonstrate magnetic fields.
Does anyone know what this is?
A magnet.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. You are absolutely correct. It's a magnet. It's a pretty powerful magnet, but it's no ordinary magnet. In fact, this is called a cow magnet. Anyone know why you'd use a cow magnet? I mean, I probably wouldn't use a cow magnet, right? But why would you feed this magnet? It looks like a pill to a cow. Any idea? Cows eat what?
Grass,
you're right. And sometimes when they're eating, sometimes scraps of iron and steel, they'll eat those. And so what they do is ranchers feed these to a cow, and they have a long tube that goes down inside, and this settles in the cow's first stomach. So any of those iron scraps that the cow eats now settle there. Otherwise, it would go through the cow's system, and they would get what you call hardware disease. So it's a good way to keep the animals safe from all the things that they eat. Now, cows are not the only one on today that can use these. We can actually use them ourselves to see magnetic fields. Now, have you ever taken two magnets and you get them close together, and what do?
They stick together.
They pull together or they push apart. You're right. So let's use this to see the magnetic field. I have a piece of plastic here, a clear piece of plastic, so we can see through it. Let me set the cow magnet here. And now I need to have something that will attract that magnet. We could use paper clips, but I want to use something that's very, very tiny. And these are iron filings, okay? So watch what happens when we sprinkle the iron filings. When something is not magnetic itself and we put it close to a magnet, take a look at what it does. What do you see it doing?
It's crawling over.
You're right.
It's sticking up,
isn't it? It's temporarily becoming magnetized. And can you see that invisible field? You could never see that before, could you? You can kind of see that invisible field, and it's strongest at the two ends, this end here and this end here. Now we have a mess on our hands because we have to clean it up, right? Mm-hmm. Let me show you a way that you can do the same thing, but it may not be as messy, and I'll show you how to do that. First of all, we have a soda bottle, and the soda bottle has a test tube sitting inside. So I had a regular soda bottle, and the test tube sits inside, and now there's iron filings. So now it's glued in place, so none of the iron filings can come out. But it's just big enough for what to go inside?
A magnet.
So if you have one in front of you, why don't you go ahead and do that? Let's pick up our cow magnet. Oh, and I have one right here. Katie, would you reach down and take that off for me? That'd be great. Brian, you can grab that? Super. And now, here we go. Let's put this down inside. So would you do that with yours? Go ahead and push yours down inside. We've got one sitting right there. Good. And now, watch what happens when we spin it. Go ahead and spin yours and watch what happens. What do you see there, Andres?
It's sticking together.
Absolutely, it's sticking together. You can see the magnetic field inside, can't you? So go ahead and keep on spinning it and try to get it all covered with those iron filings. Normally, if we got a magnet close to it, we'd have to pick the iron filings out. But notice what happens when we do it this way. Watch this. Let's turn this upside down, and now watch what happens. Watch. The magnet's out, and it's clean. We could see the magnetic field, but now we're ready to start again. You know where you would find a cow magnet? That's probably what you're asking. Where do you find a cow magnet, Toya?
Magnet store?
You could find one in a magnet store or a place where they sell feed and supplies, maybe, for cattle and for farms. So what did we learn about? We learned about...
Cow magnets.
Cow magnets, you're right. They feed them to cows to do what?
Take out the iron.
And around every magnet, there's called a what?
Magnetic field.
A magnetic field. Super job. That's it for this week. Remember to keep wondering why.